You know, there was a story of a man who fell off a cliff, but yet he was able to hang on to a branch, a tree branch. But it was foggy. He couldn't see anywhere around him. And he prayed to God. He said, God, please save me. And what did he hear? He heard, let go. He said, no, God, if I let go, I'll die. Please save me. He said, let go. But he was still hesitant to let go, but his fingers were slipping. He could no longer hold any tighter. And when he fell, he screamed. And he was surprised that he was just an inch off the ground. Sometimes that's like us. You know, in a spiritual life, in our relationship with God, it's not so much of gaining of things, but more of letting go. More of letting go. In today's gospel, Jesus clears the temple of the money changers, of the goats, the sheep, selling of all these things, selling of the doves. He wants to clear the temple. But you know, in the Jewish culture, the temple was a place where you met God. It was where you worship, where you met God, where humanity and divinity meet, was in the temple. And when Jesus talked about how he would destroy this temple in 3 days, he would raise it. Yes, they were thinking about the physical temple, but he was talking about the temple, him. He is the new temple that you where you meet God. Also, what he's calling us is the temple within us. The Holy Spirit dwells within us. But what is in its way? What guides your life? What guides the direction of your life? What do you worship? What is most worthy to you in your life? Because it's what we look at, what we guides our life, that we worship. In our culture, it tells us to worship money, fame, success. It says, if I have this, I will be whole. All these things we let into our soul, our hearts. And God wants to clear it away. Clear it away. Clear it away so that you have really the foundation that God is at the center of your life. And it's only then that your life will come in order. You know, in the first reading today is the Ten Commandments. God gives them the Ten Commandments, an order of their life. If you look at it, from the first commandment down to the tenth, it should go in that very order. It starts with God. The first three start with God. I'm your God. You shall have no other gods besides me. Do not take the name of God in vain. Keep holy the Sabbath. And then the rest has to deal with our relationship with others. In the Old Testament, he gives us this covenant, a way of life. In the New Testament, he gives us really what Jesus teach. It can be boiled down to love God with all your heart, mind, and soul, and love others as I have loved you. But first, it always starts with God. Do you keep the Sabbath holy? You know, oftentimes, or actually before my time, people have told me that Sunday used to be holy. Not only here in church, but out in the culture. It used to be different. It used to be different than every other day. Things would be closed on Sunday. But it made a point. It kind of centered the week around this day. And so too with each of us in our lives. We need a certain structure in our life, don't we? We know that children need it. And us as adults, we think we're better than that, but really we are not. We also need structure in our life, something to revolve our life around. But what is at the center of your heart, of your mind, of your soul? Is it God? Is it your family? Is it the world? Is it about politics? What is at the center of your life? If it's not God, things don't go well. We see it in the Old Testament, but also we can see it out in the world. So what do we do with it? What if we know we don't have God at the center? What do we do? We invite the Lord into it, into the temple of our hearts, to kind of clear it away. But before we can ask God to enter into it, you know, we have to take ownership of it. God gives us, and especially during the season of Lent, to come back to reconciliation, the sacrament of forgiveness, so as to cleanse our temple before we receive Christ into our hearts. Now, as you go to confession, why do I have to confess my sins? You know, we might know our sins, but it's until we take full ownership of it that we can really give it away. It's only until we acknowledge that it is a struggle that we can finally surrender it to God. And we do that in the sacrament. You know, the people that I work with who does it best, or I've seen it very clearly, are people in 12-step recovery groups, alcoholics. The first step in the 12 steps is I admitted my life, admitted powerlessness over alcohol or whatever addiction, that my life became unmanageable. It was only until they take full ownership of their life, the wreckage of their life, that they can finally surrender to God to help them clear up their life. And so too with us during the season of Lent, it's for us to go into the desert to clear away the wreckage of our life, to clear the temple, to make it clean, so as to get back to the fundamentals, to keep Christ at the center. Jesus in the gospel also gives us this image that he will destroy the temple and in 3 days it will rise. This time is a painful time. Getting away, acknowledging your sins, and kind of purging them is a painful thing. But he kind of points us to that the hope in suffering, that in his resurrection, there is a reason for our suffering. So have hope in the resurrection. But during this season of Lent, right where you are, continue to come back to the sacraments. Come to reconciliation so as to clear your temple and to fully receive communion with Christ. So as you come before the Lord today, where Christ is truly before you in the Eucharist, let us have the strength and the courage to take ownership of our lives, of our sins, so that we can let go of it to God and trust him to be the center of our lives. Amen.